Welcome back to the Nightlife Podcast Season 3, Episode 2. All right, guys. Today I'm going to change things a little bit. I am going to interview somebody for the first time via phone call. Actually, I'm going to call him via Slack, an app I've been using a lot lately. But we are changing things a bit this season. And remember, I told you I was going to get into a lot of tech stuff. So let me get that guy on the phone. First of all, make that phone call right this minute. Bear with me for a moment, okay? All right. Let's hope he's actually home and waiting.
I'm here.
KT, how are you, my man?
Good, and you?
Good, good, good. We are actually live already over here. So, Katara Smith. Mm-hmm. Say hello to everybody over here, man.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, where are you actually right now?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go. All right, so we're gonna change things a bit over here for this season. I'm gonna be calling a few people. You are the guinea pig for this one this time. Season 3 is gonna change things a little bit. I'm gonna actually tell you a little bit about what we're gonna be doing this season so that you understand exactly why it is that I believe that you should be on this show that is, you know, a nightlife show, right? So one of the reasons is because I see that a lot of things are evolving and going in a direction where things are becoming a lot more, I guess, techie, and I don't know, I guess the future is here. So nightlife is evolving, and you are one of the people that I have met and have worked with, actually, that understand this evolution and that see where things are going. On the first episode of the season, we interviewed somebody that created or is part of a team that created an app that caters to the nightlife, and we spoke about different things that the nightlife. As to the direction of where things are going, as artificial intelligence and, you know, a whole bunch of different things. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so I own a digital marketing advertising agency called Casera Media. And in general, we help businesses scale and grow using social media advertising. The way we came into the nightlife industry was we started experimenting with chatbot and AI-driven technology. And I had the hypothesis that this type of technology could do really well to innovate the event promotions and nightlife industry. So eventually, when we do a lot of outreach, we ran into you.
Correct. So yes, we're going to concentrate this episode today talking about AI and chatbots, pretty much. So basically, we met as you were doing research, I guess, you know, with the nightlife aspect of the chatbots and all that kind of stuff. And I guess you asked me to check out something that you were developing at the time, working on, and something that actually caught my attention very much. Because although I had heard about the whole chatbots and the way kind of they work and all this thing, I didn't pay much attention to it. I didn't, you know, I was just like, they're just trying to sell me on this new idea that, you know, I'm just trying to stay away from things, trying to keep things as simple as possible and as close to the heart and to the way things used to be, right? But the reality is that. You know, they've been around for a while, but now it's that they're really, you know, exploding and becoming kind of a necessity in a way. So I saw after we, you know, started talking more and more that there's actually a need for this in our industry, you know, and as much as there is for the venues, clubs, restaurants, all that kind of stuff, there's also a need for it when it comes to the promoters. But I also realized that promoters and clubs do not understand it, don't know exactly what it is that it can do, and are close to, like, you know, the same way that I was at the beginning. So How would you explain, you know, to everybody listening here, what it is that you can do? And when I say you,
yeah, so
I mean your robot side.
My robot side. So this software, to keep it real simple, what this software basically does is it simply simulates human conversations with your customers. So very similar to how Siri and Alexa and Google Assistant work on our phones. We give it a command, or we ask it a certain type of question, it gives a certain type of response, or it does something, a certain type of action. For example, you know, you say, call my wife, it calls your wife, right? All these chatbots is a very similar software in a text message format. So, you know, you ask the software, hey, what events do you have? Do you guys have this week? It's going to answer that with an event schedule that could be programmed into it. If it asks, hey, you know, what do you guys is VIP table pricing? It can show that type of information on autopilot. You don't really need to have your staff or your promoters or sub promoters really monitoring all the conversations and engagements that you may have with your customers or your clientele 24/7. And since it's in text message format, it can engage and provide customer service to thousands upon thousands of people at once. So they can maintain conversations with each user personalized at 24/7. So it's really, really cool technology that can allow promoters especially to innovate and scale their clientele list and still maintain quality customer service for what they do.
So the bottom line is a better customer experience, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about data when it comes to the, you know, the promoter side?
Yeah. So what this software, and I personally call my software Dio, so it just makes it easier for people to identify with. What Dio basically can do is by asking your clientele certain questions, you know, what's your favorite type of music? Who your favorite type of DJs, your favorite type of alcohol, Dio, similar to like a human being, can remember at points about your customers. And so what Dio will do is he'll create a list, a clientele list for your clientele. Very similar to how, you know, a lot of promoters are using WhatsApp or just their phone to have their contact list. Dio will provide you your own form of a contact list. That's more so like a CRM, like a customer relationship management tool. And so putting Dio on Facebook Messenger, for example, Dio can show the profile picture of that person. And when you click on that person's profile, that point that Dio has about them. So Dio can know things like how many girls did they say they usually come with to your venue. You know, what's that girl's favorite type of music? You know, what offers has this girl redeemed through having conversations and Dio giving her tickets in the past? Dio can show the chat history. So all the conversations, all the texts that Dio has exchanged with her. It's really, 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 it can get really advanced when it comes to what we call humanized data, or having these key data points about each person on your clientele list. And then Dio can segment that data out, and you could literally send texts specifically to a certain type of clientele. So if you just wanted to send it to girls who are between the ages of, let's say, 18 to 26, who love Hennessy and who have been to your venue in the last 2 months, you could really segment it down like that and send specific type of offers and promotions just to that part of your clientele list.
Right. Wow. That's a little freaky. All right, so where does the name Dio come from? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I thought I lost you there for a second. All right, so where does the name Dio come from?
So Dio is just a short-term name of the Greek god Dionysus. And so Dionysus was just the Greek god of party and wine. And I thought just Dio sounded kind of cool. It kind of makes sense. Really targeting Miami. So, you know, with it having a very strong Latino and Hispanic background, DL just sounded kind of cool and appealing for that demographic.
True. Makes sense. Definitely. All right, let me ask you a question. So what can you do after you get all that data? What can you actually do with the data, per se? How do you use DL?
So at the most profitable way to use DL is, once again, using it as a messaging platform, sending promotions, ticket links through DL to your client at whim. You can also take that information and actually integrate it back into Facebook ads and actually create your own custom audience in Facebook with your Facebook ads tool and send ads on people's Instagram and Facebook feeds if you wanted to. Once again, you could, like we said, collect so much humanized data as you want. And it doesn't just happen. What makes this cool is because DL is not just simply an advertising tool or platform. It's not just like a Facebook ad that somebody has to, per se, see online. When people are walking in the door, you can have QR codes linked out that people can scan. You can simply tell people to go to their Facebook Messenger and immediately DL would engage with them. You can create custom links that you could put in your Instagram bio, that you could put on your website, that when they click on it, DL engage with them. You can integrate it onto your website. So on the bottom right-hand corner, when you usually have that customer chat window, that will be DL that could engage with your clientele and with your customers. So it's very, there's a lot of variety to how you can onboard people to engage with DL, and basically when they do engage with DL, he automatically subscribes them to his clientele from Facebook Messenger. What he'll do once they begin to converse with him is that he will collect their Facebook public data, which is just, that's very legal, isn't it? Nothing scary about that. It's just your gender and your profile picture and a link to your Facebook profile. DL can't take, you know, who's your mom and your best friend.
Right.
And just have all this, just your surface data. But he'll collect that data so you can see from now on just how many people you're touching. So this is very different from even a couple of years ago, where a lot of clubs and a lot of promoters would create ads and then it would send you to either a website or a landing page.
Right.
But
I was just going to ask you, as a matter of fact, I heard you mention Facebook and you mentioned Messenger, but what is the, you know, how does DL communicate with the people? That's what, you know, I wanted everybody to understand.
Yeah. So I put DL personally on Facebook Messenger. Now you worry on WhatsApp. You know, there's a couple other platforms and messaging platforms that you can have it on, like Kick as well. But just for me, the most advanced and purposeful platform for promoters and nightclubs is really on Facebook, because then it has the added advertising features that you can work with.
Correct. Now, also, and this is something you mentioned to me before also, is, you know, I, for example, we've been building our database for, you know, over 2 decades now, and our email database is huge. But at the same time, the rate of, you know, the open rate for the emails has gone way down. So what was that comparison between open rate email and when it's actually something like coming through DL?
Yeah, so DL's open rates range between about 60% to 100%. The reason for that is because when DL sends messages through Facebook Messenger specifically, it's coming through somebody's smartphone like a text message. Correct. Because Facebook Messenger is a text messaging platform. And who doesn't open their text message?
Right.
And it makes it very different from an email, because most people's emails, they don't even have notifications necessarily on. So they get an email and it doesn't pop up on their phone. When you get a text from Facebook Messenger for someone, it actually does pop up on the front screen of your phone as if, you know, your friends had texted you. So people almost always open that.
Right. Wow. What do you see as a benefit for the end? You the not the you know, the promoter or the club that is using, you know, Dio, for example, but the end user, mm-hmm. the consumer, somebody who, you know.
Yeah.
What do you see there? What's the main benefit gain?
The main of the game. So the benefit is tremendous because, like, you know, like I said, quite similar to Siri and Alexa, it's getting almost instantaneous responses and information to your desire. As long as Dio knows and understands the information that a person's asking for, to the company and the promoter and, like, my company myself, ensuring that the information is basically talked to Dio. You know, you could be standing in line in a club, for example, and you want to get some information about the events for tonight or some drinks or something of a frequently asked question. Well, one of the biggest problems with the nightlife industry has always been customer service. It's always been the delivery of information and people knowing the information for what they're looking for. So having the ability to have your customers and clientele basically ask the deal almost, let's say, 80% of any frequently asked question you have, and Dio can automatically respond to them, is quite convenient for the customer. If they want to ask Dio, you know, what events do you have this week? Because, and think about this, most nightclub and promoters, they try to, you know, promote using their social media, but that gets limited to a certain amount of reach. They do Facebook ads, but most don't necessarily understand the platform. Having Dio there where if you have a 2,000 clientele list and they can simply ask Dio 24/7, what's the event schedule for the week or for the month? And Dio can tell them that bonding or hoping that people somehow find it is extremely convenient for the end user because they can virtually get almost any information they need right then and there, which is the era we live in today, instantaneous desire fulfillment.
All right, KT, so let me ask you a question. Can you do like financial transactions through Dio?
Yes and no.
Okay. It
does have financial transaction capabilities, but it seems like Facebook's actually going to discontinue that portion. The way that transactions can, per se, be done through Dio, however, is let's you send a message to your 2,000 clientele list and you ask them, hey, we're going to have an event this weekend. Here's the concept. Here's the DJ. Would you like your tickets? If they respond back, yes. Send them the ticket link to Eventbrite, for example, or your website to buy tickets.
Right.
So it can facilitate sales in that type of way.
Correct. It's just not the transaction. It just does not go through it directly. That's the only difference.
Right. It doesn't. It's not directly on.
Got it.
Messenger.
How would you say that Dio differentiates from an app? Somebody that, you know, if it's an app that is a nightlife.
So if you think of it in terms of an app, the first big hurdle to any app is convincing people to download an app, right? Dio's on Facebook Messenger, at least my software and version of Dio is. And so people don't have to download Facebook.
Right, everybody
a third
has
of the entire world. Yeah, a third of the entire world already has Facebook. And therefore you automatically have a Facebook Messenger. It's integrated into your profile.
If they don't have Facebook, they're not going out.
Right. It's like it's already integrated in your profile, so you don't have to convince people to download an app. It's like imagine standing in line, somebody saying download an app versus just go to your Facebook.
Right.
Oh, go to my Facebook phone. Okay, that's fine. I have Facebook on my phone. So then you just go to your Messenger on Facebook, and there's where Dio sits.
And then,
so that's the one. Go ahead.
Sorry, and then the Messenger that you're talking about would be like the person's Messenger? Would it be a page? Would it be a group, where exactly would that communication be coming from?
Yeah. So Dio would position itself on your business's messaging. So when people would go to, let's say, Messenger, or even you can be put on your profile's Messenger. When people send you a message, Dio would then automatically reply with whatever welcoming message or act. So imagine, you know, this is for LMG Miami. You know, your promoter company, Facebook Messenger, to send you a message in LMG at Miami, Dio would be there. Now, the strategy I use is there's always a welcome message and then a menu of options that a person can, you know, execute when they come to your messenger. So they go to LMG Miami, Dio say, hey, my name is Dio, I'm LMG Miami assistant. here's a list of options if you need some help. And that may, and those list of options may be for the event schedule, and maybe to give them reach to media or to contact you and send you a message. And so DIA would help facilitate that customer service for them versus just having a blank messenger. They send you a message and then there's absolutely no reply, or Facebook tells them, you know, typically LMG Miami replies in 2 days and then right. they're just waiting.
Yeah, it might take a little longer on the side. One thing that actually I think DIA can do, and it's very, very important, is the fact that every time that anybody asks a question, they're going to get the same answer. Because, for example, in our case, let's say you have four partners in a company, and then you have 30 sub-promoters working, and then you have staff members and, you know, bartenders, waitresses, you know, you got club owners, anybody and their mother that can actually answer a question from a client. And 10 clients ask 10 different people the same question, and they get a different answer. Things as important as what's the cover to, you know, the price of a bottle, and to as small as, you know, what type of music are you playing tonight? You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that I think it's important, because making sure that you're giving the correct information is always important. And sometimes people don't realize that aspect of it. All right. So I'm liking where this is going. Where do you think, you know, where do you think it's going in general in the nightlife? Cause I see this as something new. I have not seen this actually, in much of the, you know, nightlife, hospitality, venues in general, you know, restaurants, bars, anything.
Yeah, it's definitely new technology. It's only a couple years old. Well, in its current form, you could make an argument it's at least 2 decades old, truly. But in its current form, how advanced it is now, it's only a couple years old. Personally, where I see the industry going as a whole, I think what we call messenger marketing with DIA and these other chatbots is just the tip of the iceberg, because the next iteration would be true machine learning technology that runs off a complete algorithm. And so it actually becomes smarter per engagement it has with your clientele. And it basically takes a life of its own. It's not, you know, people think of like, you know, all these futuristic movies where the robots are almost sentient. That's kind of where things are headed. If I was a club promoter or a club owner, personally, where the foresight of my attention would be, really would be an augmented reality and virtual reality. Because that's where I ultimately see the nightclub industry is going to have a tremendous technological revolution, and those who do not keep up will be quickly ignored by the market and die out. And so the idea of using smart goggles and lenses and technology to almost party without being there,
right?
It's like those type of clubs. I was going to say, it's like those type of clubs where you can wear headphones to party, but it's actually completely silent.
Yeah,
it's almost like that. But imagine now you're at home. You're not even safe, and you could actually party from within your living room and talk to people. It's like, right.
I agree with you. And I actually mentioned this on the last episode. And I haven't figured out in myself how to do one part of the business. Although, for example, and the guy I interviewed, Marcus, mentioned something, which is, you know, like he sees it, and I see that being easily done, which is the VR for like a festival, for example, let's say the Ultra Festival, mm-hmm. you know, and the amounts of people that can't afford the price of that ticket or flight or hotel and all those kinds of things, and be able to be at that kind of festival, that kind of thing, from his home or wherever they want to, you know, do it. But then when it comes to the clubs, even though I do believe that that is where it's going at some point in time, or you know, the nightlife in general, I haven't figured out how to sell a drink to somebody through that technology. You know what I mean? Like the actual experience, you know, because everything else could probably be replaced, you know, being at the venue per se, you know, in the future, and actually having that conversation with that girl that's also standing there at that moment, even though the issue is she might not be a girl, you know, and you don't know who you're talking to. So that's, you know, one of the concerns, I guess, for some, maybe not for others, because as they're living that moment. I have actually heard people talking about the, you know, that the future of VR is so, you know, if it's called that, I don't even know. It's so realistic that you won't know the difference between real and not real at some point in time. And that's scary. But I guess also fun, you know, evolution is evolution in the end. You need to be a part of it.
And yeah, that comes when we specifically talking about like how would you sell a drink in VR? That's what we call disruptive technology, where it completely disrupts your current status quo to your industry. Right. In a VR nightclub, the focus would not be to sell drinks. The focus would be to get as many people across the entire planet to pay a ticket online to experience that party in your VR space for the night. It would have nothing to do with them drinking alcohol anymore. It would be purely off the experience.
Right.
So it changes the entire paradigm for how the industry would interact and look to upsell customers for the experience.
Yeah, we actually touched on the term disruptive on the last episode too, as a matter of fact. The crazy thing is that to some people that are in the industry, it's a little scary just to think that something might come and, you know, shake everything off in such a way that it might leave you out of it, which is most likely what will happen, you know, kind of.
Like, always.
And probably where the term dinosaur comes from, you know, in the end, you end up being out of it when this huge asteroid comes and gets you. So that's why I believe everybody should be trying to evolve and learn what the new things are. And if right now, I mean, we're not there where we're thinking, you know, VR wise and all the, you know, I guess, I mean, I don't even know what to call it, artificial intelligence in general and everything. But the reality is that we need to move, you know, every little step, you know. And right now, I think Dio is one of those things that you must also have. You must think about how it is that you're going to cater to your people and don't be taken out by the guy that's doing it because you decided, you know what, I don't want to do that because I don't want people to feel like I'm not taking, you know, care of them directly, that I'm actually having, you know, a robot assistant do the job because I don't care for them or whatnot. You know what I mean? In the end, you still have to do a part of the job, which is the one that I don't think any technology can take away, which is the hosting part. You know, that one-on-one relationship with the customer is never going to be taken away by any technology as of now, at least that I can think of, unless the virtual reality gets very, very friendly, you know. but currently I think everybody needs to be aware of what's out there and test things out. With that said, I think I've touched on this before in our previous conversations, but I do think that in this industry there's a lot of promoters that rather not spend money on new things, right? Are scared or scared to spend the money. I don't understand the reason why, honestly. You will see a promoter wearing, you know, new shoes every week and you know, having the best cars and all those things. And although in some niches it might be necessary because it is all part of the show, in the end you need to be worried more about the business than about that part, right? And these things like Dio it's very important. I have no idea, I mean, what something like this could cost, but another question: how much time would it take for you? Let's say if I'm a sub promoter, I wanna use this, or a main promoter, and I wanna use this, you know, deal. Mm-hmm. I come to you on a Monday. What, like, how much time would it take, and what, you know, how would something like that start?
So first, we would have to understand what type of capabilities you would want deal to do for you.
So kind of different levels,
very customized. Not two different levels, but it's it's customizable in what it can understand. It's almost like, think of it almost like a child. You basically come to us and tell us, how do you want us to train your child to act? And that may take longer depending, or shorter, depending on how advanced or how smart you want this child to be. So at its shortest rate, it could take a couple minutes, or it could take a week, or it could take 2 weeks. It really just depends on the size of your business,
right?
Especially, how complex you want the deal to be.
I guess especially, you know, how different it is from the usual, I guess, because I guess the usual, mm-hmm. you have covered, you know, already pretty much, you know, you already understand the basics of what, you know, because Dio is designed for nightlife pretty much, you know, so it's, you understand the basics of what people are going to want, but I guess what you need is a little more insight as to how exactly.
Linguistics, ebonics, how people would say certain terms in your area.
Right.
All that has to be taken into account.
Can Dio speak different languages?
Yeah. I mean, it's a text messaging platform, so it can definitely converse in different languages if programmed to do so. Now, I don't have somebody on my team per se who knows all these different languages, but, you know, obviously it can be programmed to speak in whatever characters are possible.
Right, right. Can it send different things like video or photos, all that kind of thing? It's basically
anything. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Since it's Facebook Messenger, you know, if it's Facebook Messenger, you can send PDF files, you know, links to YouTube, to Eventbrite, whatever you want. Just like in the other text messaging platform.
So what's the promoter going to do?
I mean, I say it like this. When you were talking about how if promoters and nightclubs don't keep up, they're eventually going to get die out and be, you know, dinosaur, you know, by meteor. Really, if you look at it, social media was really the last meteor. It's happened for the last 10 years. Any nightclub or promoter trying to really go completely old school, not even use a smartphone, not use any apps to keep up their clientele, try to have like a phone book, a nightclub trying to walk around and give flyers out there on the street, yeah. You don't survive anymore. That does not work at all anymore.
Yeah,
but a decade and a half ago, that is what nightclubs had to do before Facebook and Instagram was around.
Right. Yeah, everybody and has to reinvent.
And you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, with the,
right. Only 15 years.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. Is there anything?
So, if, you know, you're a promoter. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, Katie. Is there anything else in, you know, when it comes to technology besides VR and this and what you know, Dio, that you see that could be disruptive when it comes to technology mainly in the nightlife industry?
Still social media advertising. The nightlife. Didn't really, I would say the majority of the industry has not really adopted nor found yet, but social media advertising and specifically paying for ads on social media. So not posting your flyer on your business page or your promoter page, specifically telling Facebook, I want to spend a certain amount of money every day within this geographical area of my event space who are interested in these things, that is something that still is developing in this industry. And a lot of people have not mastered that, especially the club and promotion owners and leaders. Because, you know, obviously your generation didn't necessarily grow into this. This is something that's, you know, innovated and happened over time.
Right. 100%.
In itself, 100%. That skill set.
Yes,
yeah,
I mean, I'm glad
destructive.
we are doing it a little bit, you know, but definitely it took us a long time to understand the importance of it and how it was needed. I mean, we believed that social media was about engaging and which is one of the most important parts of it, of course. But then also we believed that it was 100%, you know, just post and make this as organic as possible. But then, you know, we started testing, and we realized, wow, I mean, it's a huge, market out there. There's so many new people that you can just grow and continue to grow. Now, how does Dio connect to social media advertising? Is there a way to connect the two?
CEO can have its own customizable link. So a ad and the ad platform asks you, when people click on this ad, well, what website redirect them to?
Sorry, I lost you there a little bit. Hold on. Let me go back one second over there.
I was saying you can have its own custom link. And so when you're on a platform or on Facebook ads, for example, and Facebook asks you when people click on your link to go to them deals, well, when people click on the ad for your, let's say, you know, a promotion you're having at your club or a certain type of, with that ad, it could take them directly to their Facebook Messenger to actually engage with Dio.
Okay, got it.
So that's how it can integrate with ads.
I see.
One of the ways.
Right. So in the end, basically, you can do whatever you want with Dio, as long as if you can think it probably will be able to happen. That's just it sounds like that. The guy's smart. You know what I mean? For sure. No, but I like it. I like the idea because it's really. I mean, one thing that I don't like is anything that could, replace the promoter. Anything that comes in to try to replace that figure is what I usually don't like or support. But this is an assistant. This is, it's going to help the sales. It's going to help the promotion. It's going to help get more data. It's going to help inform the community. It's going to help interact. It's going to help you have more free time as a promoter and go to the beach and get that tan. So in the end, it's actually here to help. It's going to help the promoter work with the clubs directly. Sky's the limit from what I see. I mean, so it's a matter of getting creative, probably, right?
Yeah, it's extremely creative because imagine being able to go into a venue and saying, hey, I've already asked the 3,000 people on my deal list if they would love to have a party here at your club, and 1,500 have already said yes.
Right.
It would be a deal where you can collect customer data before you've even officially set up an event, and somebody show them that they have customer feedback and they're willing to pay to come. So there's a lot of leverage in
using
DO. There's a lot of leverage in using DO.
Right. No, I get it. I mean, I'm sold 100%. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right here on camera right now, I'm going to test it. I'm going to test it out for sure. So I'm going to have LMG tested for sure. I know, we've been touched by different people and offered different things. This is something I really like, and I think you understand it well. So I'm going to do that. Man, thank you so much for your time today. I think we went a little bit over the time that we had today, but that's fine because it's a podcast, so people can just drive a little longer and listen a little more. Where can people find you if they're interested in this?
Yeah, so you can go to my Facebook page. So we have a Casera Media Facebook page. That's just the easiest way to contact us. We're currently redeveloping our site to be a lot more advanced. So if you just send us a quick message through our Facebook Messenger on Facebook, we'll respond accordingly.
Awesome. All right, guys, you can find me at The Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram, and you can find Nightlife Entrepreneurs on Facebook. You can find my book on Amazon. You find all of our episodes on nightlifepodcast.com. You find us on YouTube, Podomatic, iTunes, Spotify, you name it, wherever you want. Any questions you have on Dio, you can find them at Casera Media on Facebook, or ask me if I have the answer. If not, I will ask KT and get back to you. See you guys next week. Thank you, KT.
Yeah.